The Bizarre Cast contains adult themes and explicit content. Listener discretion is advised.
Greetings, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of The Bizarre. And we are still in quarantine. It's going on over 70 days now. I did have someone asking or pointing out that on one of the last podcasts, it sounded like I was under lock and key, as if I was in China getting the doors welded shut behind me. But it's more a case here down in Australia. Not to bore anyone with the COVID news, you're not here for that. You're here for the title, but we will get to that in one moment. But I have been not able to go anywhere. So, you know, stuck inside. I think things are opening back up now on the 1st. And it's a long weekend for the Queen's birthday on the weekend after. So, yeah, be finally able to go to the pubs. And by about that time, I will be 80 days in semi-lockdown, not fully free. So I hope everyone else is doing well out there. Hope you're staying safe. I'd love to hear some stories. Before we get into it again, if you have been joining on the Discord and following, you'll have seen that I have been watching the Rambo movies the last couple of weeks. And I thought it was time maybe to give my thoughts on the whole franchise. People love them, hate them, think they're cheesy, think they're great. And I just kind of want to weigh in myself because I'm now finally seen them all, and I've seen them all at various stages through the years. So I just wanted to give my few cents on the whole series today. So yeah, before we begin, basically I was trying to plug the Discord, so link will be in the comments, and we're putting in weekly music. Just tunes of the week, post anything you want, movie discussions, spoiler rooms. We've had a watch party that I couldn't, unfortunately, get onto. So things are rocking and rolling in there. And if you're already in there, hope you're having a good time, which I sure am. It's good fun. So the Rambo franchise, Sylvester Stallone's baby that he stole from David Morrell, the original author of the book First Blood, which I did in fact read after the fact, after watching Rambo 1. Now, the funny thing with Rambo, and I'm going to marry this with the other Stallone baby, really his, is Rambo 1 and Rocky 1 are quite good movies. Not your necessarily cheesy adventure romps. Rambo, well, it's really called First Blood, is kind of more political with action and adventure thrown in. It's about a Vietnam vet, comes back to the States, the real sentiments that were happening after Vietnam, where people were kind of turning on their soldiers and veterans. Obviously, I can't speak to that because I'm not American, and I haven't been around since the Vietnam War, more or less not even before this movie came out in the early 80s. And having read the book as well, firstly, there is a very big difference to the endings. I won't spoil anything for anyone, but they do deviate quite a lot. And I think David Morrell actually wrote the, I suppose, novelized versions of Rambo 2 and 3, despite the turn of events that happened at the end of the book. I'm going to leave it at that. But the book was very good, and the movie was very good. And the recent passing, actually, of Brian Dennehy, who played the very menacing sheriff within the town, absolutely great in the role. And it was very sort of closed off. It was just Rambo going through the town, and he's told basically fuck off, and he says, no, this is America, kind of thing, and does his business. And it's a good movie, and you can really tell that they didn't want a series out of it, because just to run you through the namings of the five movies, we have First Blood, Rambo First Blood Part 2, Rambo 3, Rambo, and Rambo Last Blood. So it was a bit like Rocky, where he just did Rocky Balboa as well. Some parallels you can see. between the series. And Sylvester Stallone sort of co-wrote a few, and he directed Rambo, aka Rambo 4. So then you're looking at the political aspect of the first one, where people were against, you know, the Vietnam vets, and there was something to say about that, and it was dickied up with sort of action elements, but it wasn't too heavy-handed with the action. Then First Blood Part 2, or Rambo 2, I'm just going to stick with Rambo 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for the sake of the discussion. Rambo 2 then was him basically going back to Vietnam and collecting, not collecting, but saving some Vietnam vets, and that was more actiony, but again, it wasn't too cheesy. Now, the 80s was a time of great action flicks, and you could really tell in this one, because in the first one, he was pretty much going around in like a sackcloth in the forest. But in this one, I suppose at the time, he would have been competing with the likes of, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, for one, who was a bodybuilder by trade and a lot bigger man and a lot more menacing. He was getting jacked for this, and, you know, halfway through the movie, his t-shirt just disappears. And some ridiculous scenes where he's getting electrocuted on a bed, but his biceps are perfectly flexed to the point where he just have so much room to move, and he's getting all his abs, and he's been greased up, and it's fun. It is like a really fun movie. But again, there is a theme with the sort of politics, which I suppose these days, why action movies fell out of favor. The sort of geopolitical big bad, like in the second movie, it was the Viet Cong / Soviet Union were still in Vietnam, and, you know, he kills a few. And then Rambo 3 is in Afghanistan, and he's, you know, saving the Mujahideen people in Afghanistan. Now, that is a bit of a strange one. I'm skipping ahead a little bit, so I'll actually go back to that one. But for Rambo 2, some of the killing scenes with the explosive tips and how he takes everyone on, I wouldn't say it's believable. It's not as if my cheese tolerance is so high that I'm immune to cheese now. It's not to say it was believable, but it's not as over the top as I think you might remember, especially with Rambo 4 as well. We just watched that as of last night. And yes, gory. The effects don't look as good as I remember them. It's usually like Don't Return to these kind of thing. But just on the political front, yeah, it was just saving those guys, because they still every year, I know that, and it's recently Memorial Day, so timing on this is quite apt, I suppose. They're still, if they ever recover any bodies, which I was in Vietnam about 2 years ago, they really do feel for the American soldiers over there more so than Americans might feel, from what I've heard. They just don't like the American government. If they do ever recover the bodies, they update the memorials there in Washington, which I was also in Washington. I saw that. I was actually in Arlington on Memorial Day in 2017, and Mike Pence was there. We saw the motorcade, just as a little piece of my trivia and my association with the whole thing. I'm not completely ignorant to the goings on. So Rambo 3 then, as I was saying, this was kind of more with Afghanistan and what was happening at the time with the Soviet Union, and I wasn't really even too aware before doing the podcast that that was happening in and around the time. You always just think it's a bit of a cheese fest and Rambo's running around blowing up people, but it was really reflecting sort of troubles of the time. And as I was just briefly mentioning with the geopolitics, there's no really big bads anymore. But how that tied in with Rambo 3 now, because I'm not really a fan of like revisionist history, but they did change the end title card after 9/11, because I will tell you right now. So since it was based in Afghanistan, with their plight at the time, obviously after 9/11, there was big anti-Middle Eastern sentiment. So they changed the title card, and it used to read dedicated to the brave Mujahideen fighters. But for all subsequent releases, I guess, and what we saw, was dedicated to the gallant people of Afghanistan. So, bit strange doing a George Lucas on it, but the Americana and the American exceptionalism of Rambo, that he was helping Afghanis, even though it was quite a long time ago. I don't know, people just feel like they had to change it. Still a good, fun movie, way more cheesy. I think this is probably when it started going off the rails in terms of, you know, when Hot Shots was made and you had Weird Al Yankovic making parodies and stuff. Again, the cheese factor quite high, but still quite good. And then Rambo took a break for a long time, and we thought it was all over because he was always kept getting back in, getting pulled back in, one last mission by the colonel. Now, clearly at this stage, he's had plenty of PTSD. He's blowing up people left, right, and center. So there was more or less a 20-year break. And I remember seeing Rambo 4, I think on DVD, maybe in 2009, 2010. And I was like, oh my God, Sylvester Stallone, he is looking so old in this. Now, the ridiculousness as well, because in Rambo 3, he lost his top very early on as well. And he was even more jacked than Rambo 2. So he was definitely on the competing, all the back and forth. And at this stage, I'd say Van Damme was in the mix and more martial arts people. Just thinking of Michael Dudikoff, who was in American Ninja, who wasn't great and never made it. But, you know, there was all these competing action movies. Obviously, The Expendables. That line came from Rambo 2. He was like, I'm expendable. And all the cohorts there were all coming up through the 80s. So that's why it got really saturated and a bit cheesy. But when you're actually watching them together now, it's not that bad. So 20-year break. And he is now back in Thailand, which he was for a stint in Rambo 2, I believe. He was making a monastery up there. So he's now this snake catcher and also river boatman. And this group of missionaries want to be ferried up the river to Burma to help the Karen rebels, who are just being mashed, to say the least, by the government up there. So again, with the geopolitics, this is something that was actually happening there, giant massacre and civil war and genocide happening wholesale. And this one was directed by Sylvester Stallone himself, written as well, and starring. So you could say it was an absolute masturbation of the highest order to do this one. But he had a few self-referential digs where he's doing a thousand-yard stare and he's looking vicious. And one of the English SAS mercenaries is like, oh yeah, cut it out, mate. I've seen it all before, not impressed. And in this one, he managed to keep his t-shirt on, because at this stage, he was in his 50s. He did look punch drunk in this as well. But it's a lot more somber movie. There isn't as actually much action as you might think. The gore, as I mentioned, was very brutal. Heads exploding, legs flying off, guts pouring, women being raped, people being put on fire, kids thrown into flames, kids shot and bayoneted. I mean, there was no holding back here. And it did really show the horrors that does happen in the world. And I think it was good to shine a light, even if it is through the lens of Rambo. Because you kind of, on the surface, you're like, oh, Rambo movie, he's going to be killing loads of people. And yeah, he's killing the bad guys, but actually at the back of it, what it is depicting is actually happening, and these gruesome things are happening. So kind of strange that Rambo is like a vehicle for teaching people about the wider world. Again, it was one of these things, upon revisiting the movie, I was like, oh, did this actually happen, or is it just for the movie? Because not being from or in the area, it's often missed of what these things are happening. And then it was definitely a case at the end of the title Rambo, aka Rambo 4, that it was supposed to be the last movie for sure. 20 years later, he's finally come to peace, and the movie ends with him coming home. Spoiler alert if you haven't seen it. And then I heard, even like 5 years ago or something, that the next Rambo was going to be fighting ISIS. So I was like, all right, that's the new geopolitical sort of thing that's happening. Except what we got in the end was Rambo Last Blood, what I'm calling here Rambo 5. And we saw that in the cinema just before everything got shut down late last year. And, you know, for a guy who's pushing into his 70s, if he isn't already in his 70s, it was fairly decent. I think he helped write it again. He didn't direct it. So this one, actually, he's in a ranch. He's looking after his niece. And it's sort of on a bordery town to Mexico, to an extent. And it's about the cartels. It's Rambo going after... Now, it isn't Rambo running in and taking down a whole cartel, but it's sort of isolated to the niece getting captured over the border and put into sort of a prostitution, forced prostitution ring. And these things are all happening. Now, you might say in this day and age, be correct with everything, and you couldn't actually set something in Mexico and say that every Mexican is a drug dealer, a rapist, and a killer. Some people in White Houses might say that, but the movie studios would not opt for that, because just for example, Red Dawn, when that was coming out, the remake, it was going to be China was going to be invading the US, but the powers that be in the executive boardroom said, hey, maybe that wouldn't be so good if we're trying to sell this into China. Let's make the big baddie North Korea, because obviously the Soviet Union doesn't exist anymore. And the Red Menace, of course, which was a big theme of Rambo 2 and 3. Let's make it North Korea and we'll sell it into China. And also on that topic, you know, Terminator Genesis, I believe, in South America, you know, making big bucks. So the international market is too lucrative now to have any big bad in terms of a country. And there's always made up countries now this time, for example, and my pet peeve, Wakanda and Namibia and all these stupid made up countries. And for years, the early noughties, the lifeless, quote unquote, the country of Eastern Europe and all these dull, sepia-toned, kind of Jason Statham vehicles, to be honest, and Steven Seagal, straight-to-DVD rubbish. It's kind of good to have a big bad, but I always wondered if there was a movie where Rambo was running in and killing a load of Irish people, like the IRA or something, would that be saying that all of Ireland is actually terrorists and potato munching? And I don't know, whatever, I'm just rambling here. I'm allowed to say that because I'm Irish, but I was just wondering if basically I was Russian in the 80s and can't see the butt of every movie basically that you're the baddie, or but now it's a little bit uncertain. So just to come back around, bit of a ramble, Rambo 5 wasn't afraid basically to go down the cartel route, even though it might be a bit lazy. Definitely more low-key for a 70-year-old man to be running around. But it was actually, in so much you could say, believable, to the extent that it was Rambo at 70. He still has the bow, still has the Bowie knife, but he's just kind of hobbling around, being more stealthy this time. And this actually may not be the last one. Has been said before they won't ever make another one, but the way Sylvester Stallone is going, I think he's going to pump them out till he dies. So maybe the next one is going to be Rambo blood transfusion when he's in the care home. But maybe he won't be able to afford the healthcare. How's that for geopolitics, my guys? So just overall, I think the whole series is definitely worth a watch. And the way we watched them, we saw the first one again. Well, I did. Basically, what's been happening the last couple of months, I am getting Maeve into action movies because she never really watched them or no one to watch them with. So I get to choose the pool of what's being watched. And now we've finished the Rambos, and I think next we're going to do the Rockies, which might be a story for another day. Might have someone on to discuss if she was so willing, but definitely the first one deserved the Oscar that year, as an aside. Definitely a serious movie, so I'm looking forward to seeing how all the rest of them turn ultra cheesy, because I haven't seen any more than that, admittedly. Yeah, so Rambo, definitely go out and watch it if you haven't seen it. I would definitely recommend you read the book before or after. It doesn't really matter, it's still worth reading. And it's just cool how it was adapted, and basically Sylvester Stallone took on this persona, because I'm fairly sure I've seen photos that he has a statue of Rambo and Rocky in his house. So I know they're both him, but they're also characters that he portrays. It's a little bit egotistical, to be sure, but I suppose actors don't really produce anything. If you're strictly an actor, you're following someone else's character. So if you kind of embody that, I can sort of see how that goes. And that just about wraps up this interim podcast. I am actually waiting on something else to be finalized. If you're on the Discord, you should know what the next episode is coming. But I said I'd get something out there, because that actually has been a while. In my own news, the last couple of weeks since the last episode, there hasn't really been much happening with everyone, as you know. So I didn't really want to pump out any more corona related podcasts, because it just is a bit boring. I've really clocked out of even watching the news, because I'm just waiting like a good boy to be told when I'm allowed out again to play. And I'm sure a lot of people are. And I've heard different stories around personally and otherwise, and people messaging me from all around the globe that you've been affected by this. I know people who lost loved ones, very close family members, lost their jobs, pay cuts, had to move home from different countries, you name it. So I don't want to give any more doom and gloom. I was thinking of maybe doing a COVID-1984 2+2=5 sort of thing, with everyone manipulating numbers and all these different conspiracies with regards, but I don't want to be adding fuel to any of those fires. I am not a conspiracy theorist of the like when it comes to coronavirus, whether it's man-made or not, or it's 5G, doesn't even matter. We're all sort of in this together, and if anything, I've found the last couple of weeks that it's bringing people more together. But I've definitely kind of clocked out from watching the news, so I hope I can give people a little bit of respite talking about Rambo today. So that has been re-examined, re-watched, reviewed, you could say, all the alliteration. And yeah, I just really like them. I don't love them. Definitely fun. Definitely within the context of the time, they're probably not as cheesy. I've definitely seen cheesier. And yeah, if you've gotten this far, once again, click that link, join the Discord, and you can chat away with me. You don't have to listen to a podcast to get my take on things. Don't have to wait once a month for a podcast to come out to see my take on things. It really has to percolate and formulate. It's like a pearl. I need something to catch, and I will get enough of an enthuse to start talking about it. As you know, season 4 so far has been a little bit sporadic, so thank you everyone who has been listening. I'll just actually give a shout out to some of the guys in Colorado, whoever you are. Welcome to the show. There's lots of downloads coming from Colorado lately. So hey guys, reach out, join that Discord, can't plug it enough. If you do want to follow other things and support the show, in this trying time, why not throw what little money you have left into the Patreon? $1, $2, we can get you something a little special. So click that link, check it out, get the show going. Maybe if there's some trickles of cheds coming in, I might be more inclined to produce episodes. No, I will never do that. I will never put a gun to your head, because who knows, I'll be talking more shite. Anyway, I've been rambling on a little bit too long. Thanks everyone again for listening. This has been another quarantine edition of The Bizarre with your host Richard. And smash that follow, subscribe, review, everything. Inquiries too, thebizarrecast@gmail.com. Discord, Discord, Discord. It's like disco, except cooler. And Twitter and Instagram. All right, guys, that's enough for me. I'm going to go to sleep and think about Bowie knives and RPGs and explosive tipped arrows. See you on the flip side.
End of line.